AJ, can't you say hello when you come in?
Dharma, if I said hello when I came in, I wouldn't have enough strength to come in.
Another tough day at the office, huh?
Hey, look here, gal. I works hard at that advertising agency. Jungle out there. Dog eat dog.
You in big trouble, because you look like a milk bone.
You got some nerve. You could be a model for Outpo.
Oh, come
that's on. Right, we got other things. I don't want to hear that.
Wait a minute. Now, wasn't that Willona who just ran through here?
Either Willona or Jack LaLanne.
I guess all that hassle she's going through to adopt Penny must be really getting to her. I sure hope she gets her. Hey, JJ, doesn't dinner smell good? Try it.
Yeah, Thelma, this will really stick to your ribs if you can get it unstuck from the pot.
First person who asked me how school was today is gonna get a knuckle special.
Okay, won't ask.
It was a bummer. I tried out for captain of JV basketball team. I didn't even make co-captain. And they had three co-captains.
Hey, Willona, what are you doing?
Jogging. Your child is good for you.
Hey, Willona, why don't you do that in the park?
Are you jiving? The park? I need to get mugged, hugged, or slugged.
Hey, Willona. Huh? You don't have to be knocking yourself out to get in shape. I mean, you're in great shape for your old woman.
Well, I'm gonna be Penny's mother. I'm gonna have to be in better shape.
Well, only you're just gonna raise the kid. You're not gonna fight her.
Jake, I'm doing this fool running around because if I ever stood still, I'd worry myself crazy wondering if I'd ever get Penny or not.
Have you heard anything about it yet?
No. All I heard is be cool, take it easy. It's too soon, Willona. Honey, I've been examined by psychologists, sociologists, and a mess of other fancyologists. And after all that, I still gotta have a final interview.
Well, at least Penny is being taken very good care of in that foster home.
What if I don't get her? What if I flunk my final interview?
Oh, you won't flunk. Especially if you go by my motto of life, which is always think positive thoughts and you're bound to deliver. And if that don't work, there's always the river.
You know, JJ, you're a really big help.
I'm gonna jog to the store. Get me some ice cream and cake.
Ice cream and cake, Willona?
Mm-hmm. I owe it to myself after all this exercise. See y'all
later. I sure hope she gets Penny. It'll be fun hearing the pat of little feet around here.
Yeah. Especially if the little feet aren't attached to cockroaches. Hey, Bookman, what do you want?
She'll hear us.
Who'll hear us?
Miss Woods, I just found out that she's a spy.
Willona, a spy? Look here, Bookman, you sure you haven't been cutting off old mop heads and smoking them?
Well, how come the CIA is asking questions about her lifestyle, whether or not she throws wild parties and stuff like that?
Oh, they're doing that because Willona's trying to become a mother.
You mean the CIA is into motherhood, too?
Oh, they're into everything else.
You see, Willona's trying to adopt Penny.
The cute little kid who used to live here?
Yeah.
Hey, that's terrific.
So it's probably the social workers that's asking all those questions.
Oh, listen, you know, I'd like to help Miss Woods. I mean, we don't get along and everything, but hey, if she wants that kid, I'm all for it.
Oh, that's nice of you, Bookman, but you see, it's extra hard for Willona to adopt because she's a single person.
You mean it would be easier if she was a married couple?
Much easier.
Well, she can count on me. I'm behind Miss Woods 100%.
In your case, Bookman, is more like 400%.
Chalal.
Hello there, Mom. Wow.
Yes,
Mom? Yeah, out of there. You know why your honeymoon's lasting longer than most marriages? Just a little joke there. Mom said very little. Yeah, when y'all coming home? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What? Same to you, your old mackerel mouth.
How could you talk to Ma like that?
That wasn't Ma, that was the motel operator. She cut us off.
JJ, what was all that online about?
Yeah.
Well, Miguel, it's very heavy. I think y'all better sit down here. You know, being the oldest member of the family and now the man of the house and the Eldest Junior and a temporary commander in chief.
Are you gonna tell us or not?
I was just getting to that. Ma and Carl are fine, but they didn't gonna stay in Tucson a little while longer on account of the climate's good for Carl's health.
How much longer?
Could be a year.
A year? What about us?
Well, Ma wants us to come out there.
Oh, good. That'll be
good. JD, what'd you tell her?
Nothing. That's when the operator cut us off.
Hello. Is this the Evans apartment?
Yes, it am.
Oh, I'm Mrs. Dobbs from the Department of Children and Family Services.
Oh, well, Lana's a beautiful person. Come on
in. She'll be the best mother that little girl could ever have.
She's exactly what Penny needs.
Well, my goodness. I haven't even asked any questions yet, and you have all the answers.
Well, Mrs. Dobbs, she'll be a very good mother because she's very responsible. Very.
Yeah, she practically brought me up, and look at me.
Oh, dear. Well, I think I'd better go interview Miss Woods now.
Oh, she's not home right now, but she'll be right back. You can wait here if you like.
Oh, I'm certainly tempted to. My feet are killing me. Corns, you know. I wore orthopedic shoes for years. Then I found out they were a size and a half too small.
Why don't you wait in Willona's apartment over here? That way you'll be sure not to miss her.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I could come back tomorrow, but I'm planning to soak my feet in bicarb.
Hey, JJ, about Arizona, are we really going?
Well, if Mom wants the family there, I guess you and Thelma are gonna have to go.
Yo! Hold on, me and Thelma? What about you, JJ?
Yeah, aren't you part of the family?
Sure, but I've reached the age of maturity.
Gonna fool me.
Hey, look here, gal. I got a good job now, and I'm not leaving it.
Yeah, but you said you were tired of working so hard.
Well, Thelma, hard work is not only the key to success, it's also the key to the executive powder room.
I agree with you, JJ. You know, bruh, I'm really gonna miss you.
Yeah, Jay, it's gonna be so miserable without you. It'll be just like you were there.
Oh, say. If you've come to see Miss Woods, she's not home yet. I'm waiting to see her myself.
You wouldn't by any chance be the adoption social worker?
Oh, why, yes, I am. I'm Mrs. Dobbs.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet a social worker who does such good social work.
I enjoy the work. Now, may I have my hand back? But you know, it's awfully hard on the feet. The work is, that is. Corns, you know.
Well, why don't you come inside where it's more comfy? Allow me.
Thank you. Say, do you have a key to that apartment?
I mean, who has a better right?
Oh, you're a friend of Miss Woods.
Friend is hardly the word. I'm Miss Woods' husband.
Oh. Oh, my. Oh, well, I don't understand. How could you be her husband? I was under the impression that she was a single person. This is very confusing, Mr. Woods.
No. I'm not Mr. Woods. I'm Mr. Bookman.
You're Bookman and she's Woods and you're married? That's even more confusing.
You see, I'm married to a very liberated woman. She uses her maiden name, Ms. Woods.
Oh, well, I approve of that. I'm liberated myself. But I'm not quite that brave. Besides, my maiden name is Suggs.
We've been married 12 glorious years.
Oh, that's so refreshing to hear. Do you know that one out of every two marriages today ends up in divorce?
Oh, that could never happen with us. I wouldn't dream of breaking up with my little kissy face. That's my pet name for her, kissy face.
Oh, I like that.
Hey, but what are you doing in my house?
Breathlessly awaiting you, my little kissy face.
Get out of here.
Go along with me. Go along with
me. Get out of here. You're crazy. Out, out, out.
Little game we play every day.
I envy you.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Mrs. Dobbs from the Department of Children and Family Services.
Oh, oh my. Excuse my appearance.
Oh, you look ravishing, my little kissy face.
What in the world is going on? And what's with this kissy face?
Oh, that's all right. You just pretend I'm not here. Do you have a pet name for Mr. Bookman?
Buffalo butt.
buffalo bucks. That's very endearing. Strange, but endearing. Now, Ms. Woods, the department wants to know where your head is at. You see, in order to be an adoptive parent, one must be self-confident, dedicated, flexible, understanding, and patient.
Oh, that lady's all that. Believe me, she is. This lady's a saint. Saint Kissy Face.
Buffalo butt. Can I talk to you a minute, please? Excuse us. Yeah. Would you check the bathroom? I think there's a leaky faucet.
Your every wish is my command. But I'll miss you every second I'm away. Au revoir.
Well, I don't know what got into that man.
Well, continuing with the requirements for parenting, one must be able to give freely of oneself.
Oh, I'm very generous. Would you like some cake? Or some cake and ice cream? Ice cream and cake, you know?
Well, no, thank you. I'm trying to watch my figure, since no one else seems to be. Well, moving along, one should have a very healthy attitude toward the opposite sex.
Oh, one does. One does.
Yes, I know. Mr. Bookman confided in me.
He did. What does he know about it?
Well, I should think he knows a great deal about it.
Not about my personal life, he don't.
Oh, you have a wonderful sense of humor. And that's very important.
Oh.
Now then, what else can you tell me about Buffalo Butt?
There really isn't much to tell, you know. Whenever I need him, he's never around. And when he is around, he does a lousy job.
There's that sense of humor again.
Hi, Winona. Oh, Miss Stubbs, you still here?
Well, yes. I had a few more questions, but I think this house is full of love and would be an ideal environment for a child.
Oh, thank Great. You.
And may I add that you have a wonderful, affectionate husband.
Winona's not married.
Not married? You're not married? Oh, well, then, that explains everything. How dare you deceive the department?
I didn't deceive anyone.
Oh, Miss Woods, you had a good thing going for you as a single person.
Look, I
don't know why you found it necessary to bring up a phony husband.
But wait, I didn't...
This will weigh very heavily against you.
Miss Dobbs,
goodbye,
please, wait.
Miss Woods.
Wilona, what is she talking about? What phony husband?
I got a pretty good idea.
Oh, fix Kissy Face. Anything else I can do for ya?
Yeah. Oh, still.
Come on, Winona, cheer up now. I'm sure Bookman didn't mean any harm. See, he heard us say that it was hard for a single person to adopt, so he thought he was helping.
Maybe he tried to help them, but he ruined everything. I'll never get Penny now.
Oh,
hey, I think things are going to work out all right. You have a chance.
Where were you two for so long?
Oh, we had the bus depot getting your tickets to Arizona.
Well, you didn't have to go to Arizona to get them.
JJ got two bus tickets, one for me and one for you.
Hey, Michael, you know, I've been doing a lot of thinking.
Yeah?
What I've been thinking is, well, I think I don't want to go to Arizona.
What?
Well, you see, JJ needs somebody to clean the house and cook.
What?
Well, the truth is, Michael, I don't want to transfer colleges now. Because, see, I don't want to lose my scholarship.
That means I have to go to Arizona by myself?
Oh, you could handle a bus ride. And you know Ma'll be glad to see you.
Yeah, I know. Thelma, are you sure?
Michael, this is hard for me, too, you know? And I'm gonna miss Ma, but I'm sure.
Wilona, what do you think about this?
Well, Gramps, you know I'm gonna miss you, but you can make it on your own.
Yeah. Well, Wilona, just in case you don't get Penny and someone else does, I'm sure they'll find a good home for her.
Yeah, but it won't be mine.
Yeah, and this is all Bookman's fault. Boy, just wait till I get my hands on that Bookman. Just wait.
Let him in. I want to give him peace of my mind, too.
Yeah, if you'll accept petty thoughts.
Now, wait a minute. Before you say anything, I came to apologize.
Ah, nah, Bookman. No apologies, no excuses. This is the final straw. You done it now. Throw him up.
Come on, I don't want to hurt you, JJ.
Uh-huh, karate!
Oh, boy. Look, I was only trying to help.
You know that, Bookman, but you did it the wrong way.
That's right, Bookman. This time you got to pay the heavy price. Ha! Ha! Handle it, huh?
Miss Woods, look, I came up to your apartment to ask you to make believe I was your husband. You weren't there, and then I ran into Miss Dobbs, and I sort of took off on my own. Look, I'm sorry.
I accept your apology. Now get out.
All right, I'll go.
Huh? Crawling out with your tail between your legs, huh?
You might like to know the reason why I was trying to help.
It doesn't matter.
Well, I'm gonna tell you anyway. You see, because my parents were the nicest folks in the world.
Oh, come on, Bookman, not now.
I mean, they put me through school when I was sick, they nursed me, and they brought me up to be what I am today.
I thought you said they were nice people.
Nathan Bookman. Guy with a good heart who did a dumb thing.
Hey, I told you it was all right, didn't I? Why don't you go on home, man?
But I only did a dumb thing because I was remembering my folks. You see, they didn't have me in the beginning. They adopted me. Oh, yeah, I was like Penny. I had a mother and a father, but I never had parents. Not until I moved in with the Bookmans. You know I messed up all your plans, but... Miss Woods, I'm really sorry.
I'm sorry I hit you in the face with the cake.
Oh, that's all right. Butterscotch is my favorite. Oh, by the way, listen, I went to see Miss Dobbs. I explained everything to her, and she said they would take everything into consideration.
Take everything into consideration? That's just a highfalutin way of saying you've blown it, sister.
But she said to let you know that a decision would be made soon, and she'll call you one way or the other.
Probably be the other. Well, you try. Hey. Thanks, Booger.
Yeah, sweet mama. You know you are the only one for me. Now, I could even never think of anybody else. No, you are everything to me. Who is this? Ah, Judy Ann. Of course, my little black-eyed pea. You know, why don't you say you and me...
JJ, I told you, you can't tie up the phone, honey. Miss Dobbs might be calling me over here.
Well, Ona, we've got to put a cease and desist to this phone business. You're putting a cramp in my love life.
JJ, I'm sorry, honey. Do you know what it feels like to want something so bad and be kept waiting and not knowing whether you're going to get it or not?
Sounds like my love life, all right.
Is Gramps ready to go?
Almost.
I take him down the depot, but I gotta stay with this phone.
We know, Willem.
Michael, don't forget these now. These are some cookies I baked for the road.
Thelma, those cookies are hard enough to be the road.
Well, Gramps, you gonna say goodbye or what? Take care of yourself, yeah?
You let me know about Penny.
You know I will.
Well, Summer, let's get on out of here. The bags.
Oh, JJ.
All right.
I don't want to go.
What? I mean, everything's arranged.
I don't care, Thelma. I think I want to stay here with everybody else. You know, Ma and Carl have each other now. And at the beginning of a new marriage, they should be alone.
Miguel! Are you ready?
No, JJ, I've decided to stay here and finish out the school year.
Oh!
But Michael, I thought you were unhappy about the basketball team.
Well, Thelma, you know, I figure if I hang in there, I might make captain next year.
I wish you had told me about this before you had me wrestle with all these heavy bags.
Oh, what heavy bags.
It wasn't them bags that were heavy. It was these rock cookies here.
Mona, do you think I made the right decision?
Well, I think you're using your mind, baby. But instead of asking me what I think somebody better call your mama and ask her what she thinks.
You mean we're gonna get a chance to use our own phone for a change, Willona?
Mm-hmm. Doesn't make any difference now because it's after office hours. They won't call me. Who am I kidding? It's been a week now, right? Now, if I was going to get Penny, I would have heard something by now. Well, no news is bad news. I guess it just wasn't meant to be. Maybe the people down at the department figure a single person has to have a double dose of everything good. And Wilona Woods just did not measure up. Maybe I wanted too much, you know, wanting to be a mother, wanting someone to love. I knew it was a long shot from the beginning.
Wilona?
Penny.
I'm here to stay.
JJ, are you crying?
I'm not crying, Michael. It just occurred to me, though, now that you're not leaving, I'm gonna have to eat Thelma's cookies.
I had almost given up hope.
Well, you know, in the past, Ms. Woods, it was very difficult for single parents to adopt, but laws have changed and times have changed, and there are so many older children waiting for a good home. And anyway, we got such glowing reports about you, especially from Mr. Bookman, that, well, we decided that one could give just as much love as two.
Thank you. Penny, I know we have so much to learn about each other, but I promise you, I'll love you more than any mother's ever loved a little girl.
Oh, Mama.